Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
From Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City, talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave a feedback on the voicemail. We love to hear what you think about my show. I want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashawn's Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner, Too Blessed to Be Stressed. Oh, my God, my listeners, this has been a great, great opportunity in my life. I've got to move and start walking into my purpose and destiny. So I just wanted to come on a few minutes and talk about and let you come to the realization of these three things in your life. You're gifted, you're blessed, and you're living on purpose. Now, the first one, gifted, God has placed abilities on the inside of you to perform the purpose that he has put in your life. A lot of people tell me, Linda, you talk too much. But you know what? That is a gift God gave me. He knew I needed a mouth to get his message across the world. It's not just America. It's international. He wants to send me around the world to spread his gospel. So if you ever meet me, I talk a lot, but I'm dropping some nuggets in every conversation that I have with you, okay? So that's one of the gifts that God gave me. Also, he put a lot of compassion in my heart. I just love to help people that's in a situation that they can't help themselves. So that's another gift he gave me. I've been able to do things that people couldn't believe could be done. Okay? So compassion is such a great feeling, and it's such a good gift to have in the world that we're living in today. Okay? Because it's an evil world. There's so much going on. I have no clue what it is that the devil, well, I know he's trying to destroy this earth, and he wants to take you to hell with him. He doesn't want you to go to heaven and live with Jesus, but my God, he is out there running rapid, okay? So Jesus told us to love one another. Okay, that was his greatest commandment, that we love our enemies, which is kind of hard to do sometimes. But I tell you, when you walking in the Holy Ghost, it's pretty easy to do, because that the Holy Ghost is God living on the inside of you, and God does not hate. He loves. So once he comes on the inside of you, you have to love your enemies. And it's just such a great feeling to know the gifts that God has placed inside of you. Another gift he placed inside of me was, I'm a fighter. I'm a warrior. Okay? I will fight to the end. If you're having any injustices done to you, I'm the lady you need to call, okay? Because I will get it done for you. I will get anything that's wrong in your life, I will handle that for you, because that's what God put me here to do. Okay? And let me tell you, when you come upon these gifts that God put into you to do what he placed you here on this earth to do, please, please, please don't sit on them. Don't take them to the grave. Just ask him. He'll show you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. And you need to get up and start doing what God placed you here to do. I'll talk about that a little later, but that is the most important key. He did not place you on this earth just to live. He placed you on this earth to help your fellow man. Okay? He didn't put these gifts in you to be selfish with them. He didn't put these gifts in you to boast and brag about them. He put the gifts in you to be a blessing. And I feel that's one of the things that we're not getting or doing to our fellow man. You know, it is a great feeling to be a blessing. Okay? It's really a great feeling. I'm just so, you know, I just give all the time. I'm a giver. And I just give all the time. And I ignore myself. I'll take care of anybody else except me. So this is the gift God has given me. I have moved and now I'm focusing on myself, taking care of some issues that I've had some difficulties with in my lifetime. So I'm just revamping the system, doing some things that God has placed me here to do. So it is just so great to be in that space. I'm telling you, get up and start praying and ask God to show you your gifts. A lot of people talk about what they want to do, but talking and putting no action behind it is worthless. It means nothing. You can talk all day about what you want to do, but until you put the action behind it, that's when the manifestation will come in to fruition. So in the morning, that's a nugget. Get up, pray, and ask God to show you why you are living on this earth. I'm seeing right now so many young people are dying and committing suicide in this time, and only if they knew that was not the way God intended for them to go. It was an attack on Satan, convincing them that they have no purpose on this earth. And so they just ended. You know, I don't know what was going on in their life, but love is the key. Love is the key. And there's a lot of people in this world that is not feeling love right now. But you know, love is a two-way street. You give it, you get it back. If you try to take it, that's a mistake. The important thing is giving. You have to give in order to get. So if you're taking love from people and not giving it back, you're probably one of the most miserable people on this earth. Okay? Because like I say, it's a two-way street. You got to take and give. But you have to know that love is the key. That is a gift as well that God has put in everyone he put on this earth. I mean, he forgives us specific gifts, but that is one that every human being that was born on this earth have the capacity to do. Okay? So learn how to love. I mean, we go through a lot. You know, this is a selfish world. And so you get angry sometimes with people. But you got to think about, you know, what's going on with them. It's not you, it's them. So So you can't really get angry with them and, you know, just take your anger back out on them. You have to show them love, okay? And once you show them love, I'm telling you, it will turn the whole situation around. Because God, you know, he put power in us. And life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if we speak stuff, we're like God. We speak it, it comes into existence. Ladies and gentlemen, you have the same power. Whatever you speak, it will come into existence in any situation that you're going through. All you got to do is put that positive affirmation out there, and it'll come back to you into fruition as what you're asking this universe to give you. Now, blessing is the second thing. Again, we're all blessed. We're blessed to get up every day. We're blessed to have a job. We're blessed to have a car. We're blessed to have a family that loves us. We're blessed to have friends. So when we're blessed, we have to return that blessing to someone else. And once you return that blessing to someone else, it's like a boomerang. A blessing is going to come back to you as well. And the key thing to remember, the person that you bless, they may not bless you, but a blessing is coming. So don't worry about where it's coming from. Just know it's coming to you. Because we're in a situation like a boomerang. You know, you throw it back, it comes back. Okay? So that's the way you have to have the concept about blessing. Once you bless others, a blessing will come back to you. And like the Bible says, it may be a hundredfold blessing. Okay? We don't really do it to get blessed because we're blessed already. When Jesus died and went to the cross, that was a blessing because that gave you the opportunity to have eternal life with him. It's all about choices. You can choose which way you want to go. But there's only two, the good and the bad. Okay? So do good choices. Do good choices. And once you do good choices will come back to you. Okay? It is so, so amazing. The mind is a powerful thing, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, very powerful. It will make or break you. It will make or break you. But the mind and the heart works together. You can't have an evil heart and think your mind is going to help you determine to be good. It's not going to work that way. Because from the inside, it comes to the outside. So if you have an evil heart, you're going to produce evil. Like the Bible says, you will know people by the fruit that they bear. And as you know, a pear tree cannot bear apples. Because it was designed to bear pears. So you can't have an evil heart and think you got a good mind. You know, a lot of people try to fool you like that, okay? There's some good pretenders out here, and there's some good fake people. But you know what? That Holy Ghost will give you the discernment to see through that fakeness. I mean, I surprise a lot of people. They be like, how do you know this? And it's because I have a personal intimate relationship with God. And when you do have a personal intimate relationship with God, the Holy Ghost will show you these things. And that's what God told you when he left, that he will send you a comforter. that will teach you all things. But the key that's missing in this world, and I tell people all the time, is that there are a lot of fake people in this world. They try to fool you. It's unreal. But you have two sets of eyes. You have the physical eyesight, and you have the spiritual eyesight. And people never hardly get to that spiritual eyesight, okay? Because once your eyes are open spiritually, you see things, you see go places that you don't want to go, okay? But it's all for your blessing. It's all for your blessing. I mean, everybody in this world can get their spiritual eyes open, but as John 3:3 says, you must be born again. And in order to get born again, you have to let Jesus come into your heart. And your heart can't be evil with Jesus living in it. Trust me, I know. And the last thing I want to talk about is living on purpose. This is the third nugget I want to drop on you. As I said before, don't just live. Live on purpose. Each one of us was here to make some contribution to this world. You weren't here just to get up every day, do nothing all day, and go to sleep and wake up again. That's not living on purpose. You're just surviving. That's what that is called. And we weren't here to put on this earth to survive. We was put on this earth to live on purpose and to use those gifts that God put in you. I talk to a lot of people and, you know, they try a lot of stuff. And it's truly amazing because I be asking God, why are these people coming into my life at this point? But I have something for them that they need to hear. Because like I said, I talk a lot. So therefore, if you come into my space, it's going to be something that God has given me to tell you to live a better life. It breaks my heart to see people just surviving because there's so much in this world that we need to be doing to make it a better place. It's so much in this world to be doing to make it a better place. And those gifts and those blessings that God has instilled in you is the way to do it. Okay? So don't just survive in this world. Find out your gifts, be a blessing to others, and live on purpose. Because I tell you, once you find out that exact gift or gifts, because like I said, he put multiple gifts in some people. And if you read the word, you know, it's a story in there that talks about, you know, God gave these people their gifts and they went out and they used their gifts except one person. And that person ended up burying his gift. So he just survived in the world. So when God came back, you know, he was like, well, what'd you do with the gift? And he said he buried it. You know, and that made God very sad because when he gives you something, he wants you to use it. He don't want you to be like that man and bury it because he put it in you to help your fellow man. So if it's in the ground, how is it going to help you or your fellow man? Okay? It's not going to happen. So focus on your gifts that God has placed in you, you know what it is. You just so bogged down with the things of this world that you don't go out and put those gifts into action. Okay? You're so bogged down in this world. That's why I don't listen to the news. I don't do too much TV because, I mean, it's 24 hours in a day. And by the time I do my job, do my business, do some other things, my radio broadcast and stuff, I don't have enough time. So I don't know how people sit and watch television all day with all the negativism, and it makes you depressed. Even while I'm at work, you know, I scroll through my Facebook page, and, you know, sometimes some breaking news might pop up. So I have to just revamp my mindset and say, no, you're here to be a blessing. Don't allow the negativism of this world to overtake your mindset. Because if it does, you're in a bad place. And we don't want to be in a bad place. We want to be in a good place always. We always want to be in a good place. Because in a bad place, what good are you to yourself or anybody else? You can't be if you're in a bad place. Now, the strangest thing that's been, you know, I've been talking to a lot of drug dealers lately. If you've been listening to my broadcast, I've been talking to a lot of drug dealers. And, you know, I had to ask God, why are these people coming into my life? But you know what? I finally figured it out. I have something to tell them. And I can help them get on a right path. That's why they're coming into my life. Okay? And that's one of my gifts, to direct you into a path to find your way as well. So, and a lot of child molesters are coming into my life as well. That was a hard one I had to deal with. But God has given me the compassion to just, you know, listen to their stories. And, you know, I'm going to tell you about Jesus. I don't care what you done done. Because you need to know. He is a forgiving God. And he can change you. I can't change you, but God can. And, you know, he sends people along our paths to give you a different mindset. But it's still going to be up to you in which direction you're going. Okay? Because nobody can force you to do anything. Nobody can force you to do anything. So he gave you the decision. He gave you the decision which direction you're going to go. So if somebody comes to you and tell you something good, you need to jump on that advice. You may not want to do it right then, but you have to change your mindset. That is the key. Like I said, the heart and the mind work together. And I think that's why there's so much chaos in this world, because the heart and mind is not working together. You got the evil heart, and then you got the evil mind. So what are you going to do? You have to change it. You have to change it. And the only way to change it is to bring Jesus into your life. Because he's the only one can change anything for you. He really is. He's the only one. And he wants you to change. He wants you to have a good life. He wants you to have an abundant life. He wants you to walk in your purpose. He don't want to see you in here surviving. He's love and he's life. Okay? So, therefore, I'm challenging you, everybody in the sound of my voice, find those gifts. Find those gifts. Learn how to walk and live in your purpose. And I'm telling you, that's the best thing you will ever do, is to walk in the purpose that God put you on this earth to be. Now, he's going to remove some people out of your way because they may be a hindrance. But don't worry about that. Just thank him. Because if you'd never moved, if you'd never moved those people out of your life, guess what? You would never change. And change is a good thing. A lot of people have fear that, you know, if I step out and change, people might not like me. Who cares? You don't care about whether people like you. You're here on a purpose. And so as Dr. Dalla always tell us, when we can get delivered from people, that's when we can live on purpose. So take those three nuggets, be gifted, be blessed, and live on purpose. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart Live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything, man. We're dropping these nuggets for you. So you better take and run with it so you can live on purpose, okay? Again, I want to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. Please, listeners, take these nuggets. You will be very, very happy if you put these nuggets that I'm dropping into fruition. Okay? This show is sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and owner. Too blessed to be stressed. Again, I want you to go to lindamonroe.com. I've just put two audiobooks out. One, 5 Ways to Heal from a Toxic Abusive Relationship. And the second one is 100 Years of Blessings. Both of these audiobooks will definitely be a blessing to your life. The second one is an autobiography of my mom who lived to be 100 years old on this earth. That's one of the promises God gave us, that we would have long life and receive his salvation. So, you know, many people don't live to be 100. I would always pick it and tell her she's on somebody else's time. Okay, but that one would definitely be a blessing to show you how to live a long life. And the one on the 5 Ways to Heal from a Toxic Abusive Relationship, definitely get that one because there's some nuggets in there that will save your life. I was on Facebook the other day, this little girl, she was like, she got a very handsome boyfriend, but he's always downing and degrading her. When a man starts doing that, it's time to run to the border. Because that's a form of emotional abuse. Don't settle for because he's fine. He may be the devil. And that's where we're missing these red flags at. Don't be with him because he looked good. Okay? Go by people's actions. And if he's always downing you, making you feel bad about yourself, it's time to go. Okay? So remember that as well. I would appreciate your support. I also have my book and physical copy on my life, how I overcame death. And that would truly be a blessing for you too, because I was not supposed to live past 10. And now I'm over half a century. That's all I'm going to say about that, okay? So until next week, you guys be blessed. I love you. God loves you too. And stay tuned next week. Also go to my website, LindaMonroe.com, and become a VIP so you'll know when my show come on. Because, man, we're dropping these nuggets hot from New York City. Have a blessed week.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.